The other day, I had one of those wonderful grandfather moments. I had stopped by my daughter's house to drop something off, and it happened that two of the kids, the 9-year-old and the 7-year-old, were getting out of school about that time, and they were walking home. So I grabbed my coat, my hat, and I started up the street to meet them. By the time I got about 2/3 of the way up the block, they rounded the corner and headed toward me. Both of them looked up at me, but they didn't recognize me, so they went back to talking to each other. And as we got closer, they looked up again. And this time, I smiled and I waved, and they recognized me, and they came running with a chorus of papaw, papaw, and smiles and hugs, and it was wonderful. And as we started walking back to the house, my granddaughter, the 9-year-old, said with complete innocence and sincerity, "We looked up and saw you, but we thought you were just an old man." So I guess it's official, huh? From the mouths of babes. So here's the thing. What's the difference between just an old man and papaw? The difference is the perspective that comes from the encounter. When I was unrecognized at a distance, I was a stranger, an old man. Things like caution and social courtesy would most likely apply as we were about to cross paths. But once there was recognition of this old guy, then years of our encounters with each other changed the perspective. And suddenly, where there was once caution and lack of interest, there was now joy. The encounter is everything, and it shapes our perspective. So let's get a look at the gospel for today. And let's say that we are someone who, for various or sundry reasons, just have never put much effort into developing a relationship with Jesus. Let's say that we've just never had that encounter with Jesus Christ, that encounter that lets us know just who he is and what he really means for us. How then does this gospel reading sound to us? How might we respond? Well, we might respond something like this. Oh yeah, this is the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus is laying out the rules for how to get to heaven. And he's talking about all the things that we have to give up to be a Christian. And as if the commandments weren't hard enough, he's now gone and made them harder. No wonder people are leaving the church in droves. It's out of touch with the real world. It's archaic. And besides, who can live up to all of that? Why would we even try? But let's say that in various and sundry ways, we have had that encounter with Jesus Christ that touched our hearts. And let's say that we have made an effort to foster that relationship and give it room to grow. How then might we hear and respond to this gospel? Well, we might hear the Son of God warning us about the seriousness of sin so that we don't lose our inheritance, the kingdom of God, both here and in heaven. We might hear the Beatitudes for what they are, the formula for a successful life and a meaningful existence. We might hear Jesus expand the commandments about killing and breaking apart marriages and realize that the commandments are about the incredible dignity that we and all others have in God's eyes. We might realize that there is a path that we can walk that will restore that dignity to humanity. It might be a path with challenges, but one we can surely walk with the help that Jesus has promised to give us. We might see a life for ourselves of peace, joy, and love in a chaotic world. We might see the kingdom of God at hand, just like Jesus said. We must never be too quick to exonerate ourselves or our family matters for that matter, our family members for that matter, from the effort to keep the commandments and the Beatitudes. Listen again to a line from that first reading. If you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. If you choose, you can keep the commandments. And how do we come to trust God then? We do so just as we would with anyone else, by knowing Him, by having the encounters with Him. Spend time with God as we would with anyone else. And now, of course, the question flying around the room is, well, that's all well and fine, Deacon Bob, but how do we have an encounter with God? Well, my response is, how can we not? God is not hard to find if we desire an encounter. Start with prayer, communicating, talking with God, and meditation, and the Scriptures, the Eucharist, and the sacraments. What about creation itself? Nature, the incredible workings of the human body. There are miracles all around us, spiritual movements inside of us that we have felt. You know, we have felt these at times. The gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. What about acts of kindness, those that we have given and those that we have received? The virtues, the witness of self-sacrifice and of courage all around us. The eyes and the kiss of our spouse. The eyes of the child that light up when we enter a room. The eyes of the poor, the hungry, and the neglected. God is not hard to find if we want to find Him. The world is an exhausting, frustrating, and hopeless place without God. But an encounter with God changes everything, and it leads us to a new perspective, a perspective of love. A perspective where we can see the commands of God as gifts of love from the best of fathers. So, is God just another old man on the sidewalk? Or is He someone who, when we recognize Him, brings joy and changes everything?